Now, getting to the point of this conversation today, as we looked at what we were going to try to accomplish in the litigation book, if you read our preface, we basically talk about the fact that, as we all know, because we live it and we experience it, now it's, in essence, what's happened? What is the 21st century litigator? It's one who uses the court system only as a resort if a dispute cannot be resolved outside its bounds. What do we know about the number of jury trials? This is crazy because even at the height, quote unquote, the numbers are de minimis. So even at its height in federal law, in federal court in 1962, at its height, ostensibly one of the heights, 5.5% of cases, federal, civil jury trials. What does that number dwindle to in 2017? Federal court first, 0.6%. You're thinking, oh, but it's got to be better than this in state court. It is not better. Best case scenario, 0.6 in state court. We've also seen numbers of 0.5. This is a flabbergastingly low number. The number of cases in which civil cases across the state where a jury was selected. Okay, I'm going to give you, we're going to start with, let's start with 10,000. How many think were select, this is all the cases, and cumulatively 905,000 civil cases were filed state court in Texas. Okay, I want a show of hands of how many think there were 10,000 jury trials. 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1,259 cases. That is really a travesty. That's a travesty. So as I was speaking with Caroline in preparation for this, we're going to talk about practical considerations, strategies, things we've seen, and we're also going to talk about things, you know, leading up to trial, whether it's TROs or summary judgments, at least some of her practice pointers. And she's actually been on the bench 20 years, and this will be my moment when she hates for me to do this, but we gave a speech together last week or 2 weeks ago. She did not run. She has been on the bench for 20 years, has served and won pretty much everything you can serve, win as a judge. So I personally think it's a great loss to the bench, but it is a great gain to our practice and to what we'll be doing. And I think you'll still be able to do some things. You're still going to be a visiting judge and do some things along the way. Mediator and arbitrator. So that's my commercial for Caroline Baker, and she did not have to pay me for it. So what's the goal? What are we going to do over the next 45 minutes? Now probably 40. First, we're going to talk for a few minutes about Steve Sussman has a great chapter in the book, which should be in your materials, talking about jury trial innovations. And why do we think that's important? We think that's important, cognizant that there are so few trials. What is being done in order to incentivize judges across the country to ensure that there is not the death knell of jury trials? So to Sussman's credit, and I actually began my practice here after clerking on the Fifth Circuit. I'm a huge Steve Sussman fan. The reality is he's personally funded what is in essence a civil jury trial project out of New York. The website, the civil jury project.law.nyu.edu, but if you just Google Sussman Civil Jury Project, I would highly recommend you can get access to his newsletters that they do, and they have great tips on trials and what jurors think, what judges think across the country, state and federal. I commend it. So what did he do? Over the last few years since putting this together, he's got judicial advisors, academic advisors, jury consultants, in essence, coming together to strategize what can we do to ensure that this number of under 1,500 jury trials, that we don't give this speech 5 years from now, and we're basically at 1,000 or less. And be cognizant again that we started almost at 1 million cases filed. And at the end of the day, feel like people can't afford it or can't do it, can't get there, or whatever the reasons are, and you're under 1,000, that's the direction that we're going if we don't become innovative and explore other options. So, and what we're going to do now is I'm going to quickly give you the 8 options. I know I speak fast. It's in the chapter, and I want to engage, not bore. So I'm going to give you the 8 that Sussman has put together with a team of advisors talking to federal and state judges across the country. Caroline just came back from one of these opportunities in New York. He's doing it all over. And I'm going to give you the eight. And as I give you each, Caroline is going to comment about her personal experience or what she knows is out there or to potentially consider. The first one's relatively easy. The most significant and the obvious innovation is limiting the length of the trials to setting a maximum number of trial hours per party. So the first one is limiting the length of the trials.